back, Mustangs. This is Savannah Adams from Mustangs Ahead. As spring break is coming up, we are going to discuss the feelings towards breaks for students and teachers. Junior Juliet Testa describes her outlook on the week before her breaks.
Before break, I'm kind of just like get through the week, make sure my grades are look pretty good, and then I can relax because I'm kind of just go, so I don't have to do anything over break.
Principal Dustin Dahlquist explains how breaks benefit both teachers and students.
The break for teachers might actually be somewhat more beneficial than maybe for the students, in that it gives the teacher an ability to plan throughout the year for some of those brain breaks, not only for themselves, but also for their students. It gives you the ability to reset.
Senior Sophie Lemus explains what her mindset is when she comes back from break.
So usually when I go on break, I kind of lose my motivation for a little while. So usually it takes me like a week once I come back from break to get back in the flow of school.
Teacher Brian Ross lays out how breaks help split up his curriculum.
Teaching courses like U.S. History or APUSH with EOCs or tests with a final date allow your planning to be done pretty easily. Breaks are nice stopping points. You never really want to be in the middle of a unit on a break. You want to try to finish one up before. But in the case of this spring break coming up right now, we've been in school what feels like a while since the holiday break. So this will be a nice spot. We stopped in our curriculum in regular U.S. History after the assassination of JFK. We've stopped an APUSH in the 1930s, so we'll kind of wrap that up when we get back. So usually breaks are good stopping points. You never want to have anyone come back after a break and have to take a test right away or anything like that, because over the break, usually students don't study over things like spring break.
Senior Joanna Holt states how her last 2 weeks before this break have been.
I'm trying to like get all my work done so that I can just go to New York.
Dahlquist shares his hopes for this break.
It's a nice break right here at the beginning of the fourth quarter. So hopefully everyone kind of gets rested or gets out of town, takes their mind off of school and maybe some of that testing coming up. But then when we get back right there at the beginning of April, it's a sprint to the end of the school year. So this break is going to be good, I think, for everyone on this campus. However, we all need to be prepared for April and May to get our seniors across the graduation line there, and then also for our freshmen through juniors to have a solid end-of-the-year testing season.
Lemus elaborates on how breaks motivate students to put the work in.
The breaks give students something to look forward to, whether quarter or semester, like Thanksgiving, spring break, summer obviously is a big break, Christmas break. So any kind of gives students motivation to say like, oh, I'm going to work hard till whatever break, and then I'll have time to relax.
Ross says how he is going to spend the break.
Just like the students, we also get tired, mentally tired as well. So sometimes a break is a nice little reset, kind of go home, take your mind off school, maybe not do a lot of work. Hopefully you do your planning before the break so that over the break you don't have to do a lot of work. That's generally how I try to work it.
Freshman Isla Stewart argues that breaks should be more spread out.
I think breaks should be more split up because like in quarter four we only have spring break, but like in the first semester we have like Thanksgiving break, Christmas break, we have like Labor Day, Veterans Day, like we have more days off, but in quarter four we don't.
This has been Savannah Adams from Mustangs Ahead. Thank you for listening.